Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, we have continued our previous shiur. We saw that there's yesod in numerous places that there could be a chalais, which is going to be chal right now. However, there's a ma'akev, so it's sort of hanging in the air until the ma'akev is removed, and then it is chal. So we saw that according to the Ramban, by Bacharech HaLaploni, if somebody gives his nechasim to Ruvain, and then afterwards to Shimon. So, really, he's giving it to Shimon, even though it's not like the Balamor holds, he's giving it to Shimon now. He's being giving it to Reuven, not to Shimon now. The Ramban holds, he's not giving it to Shimon now, but rather, he's giving it to Reuven, and the Shimon he's giving it to, and it's hanging in limbo. Is Nesina L'Shimon is sort of floating in the air. And then, when is it going to be Chal? It's going to be Chal, the Foal, when Reuven dies. But it's sort of hanging limbo. Also the Shita that Nisun Mepilin, Nisun Rishon Mepilin, is already a Zika between the Yav and the Yavama at the time of her marriage to her husband, and then it's in limbo. And then when the husband dies, then it's actually Chal that she's can now marry the brother. We also find this in the Nebuka Yosef and Baba Kama, famous Nebuka Yosef, and of Chav Dalet Omid Beis, the Ramashul Isha Mishim Chitzov. The Nebuka Yosef writes, Sha'arei Chiyuvoi Mishum Chitzov Kizorek HaChitz Shebishah Sheyotza HaChitz Mitachas Yodoi Bo'oysa Shoh Nasa HaKol V'loi Choshvinan Lein Maisa Delekan Ulahabo V'chinami Ulameis Kodim Shespik Lahadek HaGodish Adem Ishtali Mizak Mechayas Nechosim Didei, the Korikan Kitetze E Shalim Ishalim, Ramay Mechayav Arei Meis Umeis Lav Barchi Yuvahu, Alav Shema Minakaman Dadlek Mechor Mishas Pshech Hashvin Alei. So the Nebuka Yosef says that the Chiyuv is his, like his chitzen, it's his arrows when his fire causes damage, it's like his arrows are causing damage, it's like he shot an arrow, and then when the arrow comes out from him, mitachas yado, so ba'osa shah, everything is happening. It's as if it happened at the time he did it. The moment he shot the arrow, so we consider it from that time that he already did the damage. From the time that he sent the fire, from the time that the fire started, that's when the damage is already considered done, even before it's actually done before, but from the get-go, already from the outset. And therefore, let's say he lit a fire and then he died before it caused damage, before it burned the haystack. So the nizak is paid from his property, from this dead person's property, because it's kititzeteitze shalim yishalim. So why is he chayiv? The guy is dead. Instead, it's not a bar chiyuv. The answer is that he already lit it from the outset, from the get-go, from the outset. The Tisha B'Av is on the 10th, even though in the 9th, even though most of the Beis HaMikdash is burned on the 10th. But since it started on the 9th, so it's considered it's all on the 9th. Kayadua can force him. So the idea here is that even though the Chiyuv Tashlumin is not Shaykh before the Hezek is done, but it's like in limbo. It's already up in the air from the time he lit the fire. And from the time he lit the fire, his Nechasim already Meshuvit. And the only thing is Befoal, it's only when it actually does the damage, then you can collect. But you can already have Shibud Nechasim from the beginning, from the get-go. And therefore, you can collect from this dead person's property. There's a ritual also on Bava Metzia and the Shita Mekubetzes Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis that a child can have Shibud Nechasim even before the Chaleitz Chiyuv. So, based on this, we can understand the Shita of the Ramban that Acharecha is Lav Kamei Achshav Domi. And yet, we still don't have a Kashi, even though it's not Mei Achshav, like the Balamor holds. So how's that going to hold? The guy isn't, the nosein isn't shaykh to this anymore. He already gave it away. And if he died, how's the second person konen? So like we explained in the previous shiur, it's hanging in the air. Nigmar basade. In other words, there's already a chalos in this field that after the death of the first person, Yacharecha is going to be zoche. There's already a chalos in the field. It's like hanging in the air. But after the first person dies, it's already going to the second person. So enachinami, it's not me'ashi, it's not kone now for the future, but it's in limbo. There's a chalos on the field that it's going to go to party number two, it's going to go to Shimon. And the mela, after Reuven dies, it goes to Shimon. And that's also the svar of Abai l'mafrehu goyve, like we explained in the previous year. That Abai holds that already now, at the time of the halva, there's already a shiblut of the nechassim. So that is a summary of what we learned in the previous shir, with a little bit of an addition from the Nemuka Yosef and Bava Kama and Dav Chov Beis Amud Beis. However, it would appear that l'mafrehu goyve is odif. It is preferable. To me'acharecha lav k'me'ach shevdani l'das haramban, because l'gabei l'mafreh u'goyve, since now there's already a gemar in the field, l'inyin gviya d'acharkach, the field is already earmarked for the gviya that will come afterwards. Memela, the malve also has, is already has a schias mamon in the field vis-a-vis the collection of afterwards. And that's the zechias mamon that he has. He's zeicha now in the mamon that's going to be after the gviya. But in mamon shel lifnei hagviya, pshita she'ena zeicha bo, shelegabei ze ein kan shum gemar, shekol hagemar ulinyan haguvayna de'achar kach. So the malve is zeicha now in the mamon of afterwards. It's in limbo, and then when afterwards, when the person doesn't pay him back the money, then he's zocha. In other words, he's already zocha from the outset, but there's an ikuv in the meantime. It's in limbo. And then afterwards, when he gets the money, so this was money he was already in principle zocha to from the get-go. Just there was an ikuv. That's when it comes to the mafreh who goyve. There ain't lacharecha. The acharecha guy Shimon in our case doesn't have any zchias mamon, and even the mamon of after Mises Harishon he's not zeicha now. And even though there was also a din that he's going to be a zchias mamon now in the mamon that's after the death of the first guy. Nevertheless, there, the first person is Ma'akev. So that's what the Ramban holds, that Ilu Yiske HaCharecha Kvar Achshav Le'Choshev Kinyan HaRishon LeKinyan HaGuf Ve'Esrog Le'Choshev Lachem. The Ramban holds that if the HaCharecha is already Zocha now, then the Kinyan of the first person won't become a Kinyan HaGuf, won't be a Kinyan HaGuf. And by an esrog, it won't be lachem, it won't be his yet. It won't be his. It won't belong to the first person. And therefore, the kinyan haguf of the first person is ma'akev on the second person, that he should have no schias moment now, even on the moment of after Mises HaRishon, in order that the Rishon should have kinyan haguf. So you see what I'm saying? That when it comes to the mafreh u'goyve, already now there's a zechia. The malva has a zchias mamon in the field vis-a-vis the collection of afterwards. It's in limbo, but he already has a zechia that's hanging in limbo for afterwards. And his zechias mammon is that he's zocher now in the moment of achar hagviyah. And shenke b'nechase l'chav acharecha l'ponga l'tas ha-rabban, or that it's not me'achshav there, the acharecha doesn't have any zechias mammon. And even the mammon of achar misa sarishan, he's not zocher. There is some element of zechiyah when it comes to l'mafrehu kodeh. There's no zechias mammon when it comes to acharecha l'plani for Shimon. Why? Because if there was a zechiyah of Shimon from the get-go, then his the first person, if there was an esrog involved, then he wouldn't be considered the first person. So it wouldn't be lachem. He belonged to the second person. And his kinyan wouldn't be a kinyan aguf. So in acharecha l'ploni, there's less of a zechiyah. There's no zechiyas mammon yet. It's in limbo, and there's no zechiyah. In the first case, in the mafrehu goyva, there is a zechiyah, but it's also in limbo. But there's a zechiyah. We already considered that he has rights to it, that it's just in limbo. But in the case of acharecha l'ploni, we don't consider it that he already has a zechiyah now, because then the first person wouldn't have a kinyan aguf. So it emerges according to this that by acharecha nasa rak mar benachasim min chavay zechiyah shel acharecha lachom misarishon. When it comes to acharecha, there's a gemar now in this property. There's a finishing touch on this property vis a vis the chaloz zechiyah lacharecha after the misa of the first guy. But zechiyas mamon mamish. He doesn't have any zechiyas mammon. He only has, there's a gemara in the nechasim that there's going to be a chaloi zechiyah afterwards. When it comes to acharecha l'plani, there's going to be a, now there's a gemara in the nechasim that there's going to be a chaloi zechiyah afterwards. So it's like a sign, it's a stamp on this nechasim that afterwards there's going to be a chaloi zechiyah. In the meantime, there's nothing. Mashen came when it comes to l'mafreyahu goyve, the kinyan haloyve is not ma'akev. The zechiyas ha-malve, because on the loive himself, the malve is a schus gvi, and therefore, since b'shas halvod, this gemara in the field, the gabi guvaina of afterwards, there's nothing to be ma'akiv the zechiyah of the malve, and the mele, the malve is zech in the moment of achar ha-gvi, and therefore, Abaye holds that the malve can be moicher, the malve can be makdish, because the malve already now has zechiyah in the moment of achar ha-gvi, and therefore, we could talk about mechira, or we could talk about hekdish. Because he already has zechiyah. And even Rava, who argues with Abayin, he holds that Mikano Lahabu Goyve, not Lamafreya, he's not arguing with the Ikra Asvava. That if Lu Yitzuri, that it was Nigmar B'Shaz Halvo, the Gabe Huguvaino of afterwards, that the Malva now already would have zechiyah. Just Rava asserts that it's not considered that now it's Nigmar the Gabe Huguvaino Dacharkach, because he can pay it off. So therefore, Rava holds it's not l'mafreya, but in theory, if it wouldn't be a case where he could pay it off and it would be l'mafreya, then Rava would also hold that, like Abaye, that the malva could be makdish or moicher. And based on this, we understand very beautifully what we saw in the first shiur, what Tosfos writes in Bava Kamma, that even according to Abaye, that l'mafreya goyve. The shevach, the improvement in this property between the halva and the gvia belongs to the loive, because any zechias mammon that the malva has is only mammon she'achar haguvaina, and his mechira and his hekdesh is only on this mammon, and therefore the shevach belongs to the loive. In other words, it's not pshat that the malva is the malva's field, because the malva's field would get the shevach. It's pshat that the malva has a zechia on the field for afterwards. He has zechiyah on the field for the moment she'achar haguvaina, but not lifnei haguvaina. And the meila, the shevach, is going to belong to the loiva. Because in the meantime, the field is his. And the zechiyah that the malveh has is on the moment she'acha haguvayna. And now we can also understand Tosis in our sugya, that according to Abaye, we don't say that hekdesh is mafkiya midei shibud, since the hekdesh won't be chal. We asked, since hekdesh is mafkiya midei shibud, it's never going to come to gviya, and remela it's not shaykh the whole Indian of the mafreu goyve. So why does Tosfos say that according to Abaye the mafreu goyve, we don't say that hekdesh is mafkiya midei shibud? Because the hekdesh isn't chal. Why don't we say fakert? Why don't we say that the hekdesh is mafkiya midei shibud? This, because this is never going to come to guvaina. So based on what we explained, it's not difficult. Because the zechias mamon that the malva has now is totally in the gviya of afterwards. That since the whole zechias mamon is on mamon that's after the collection, after the gviya, after the collection, memela, if there's never going to be a gviya, there's no zechias mamon. That's if we say zechias mamon shesh the malva is tolerating the gvi afterwards, that since the whole zechia of moment is on the moment of after the gvia, memela, if there's not going to be a gvia, there's no zechias moment. But that's what we said, it has to come to gvia. The only time there's zechias moment, the only time we say lemafrehu goive, is when he's actually goive. When do we say lemafrehu goive? When he's actually goyve, when he's not goyve, when he doesn't collect them, we don't say I'm afraid of goyve. So if there's never going to be a gviya, there's no zchias mamon now. There's only a zchias mamon if there's going to be a gviya afterwards. Mashen came in yinim yesh achshav gemar ba sade legabi guvayna da acharkach zevadai eino talui im yeh gviya achakach or lo. Hashem came with respect to whether there is now a gemara in the field with respect to the guvain of afterwards. That's not totally of whether or not there's going to be a gviya. Because the gather is, now there's a gemara, now there's a finalization on the field with respect to afterwards. Because now everything is finished and we don't need any ischachas, any new situation afterwards. Because it's already mischadish now. It's already gemara in the field now. And if so, it's going to be if it's totally in the ischachus of the gvi afterwards, then the gemara is only done after the ischachus of the gvi, after the new collecting. So we have to say that is a gemara in the field now. Then in guvayna d'acharkach ubecholayfen, even on the tzad, that there's going to be no gvi afterwards. Nevertheless, now there's a gemara in the field with respect to the gvina of afterwards. That if there's going to be a gvia afterwards, everything is going to be mikoyach, what was finalized now. So, is there a gemara in the field now? The answer is yes. There's already been a finalization in the field, that now this field is earmarked to be collected by Ploni afterwards. He's already zeicha now in the moment of afterwards. That's the gemara of the field. And that's not totally whether or not he collects afterwards. That's already established now. that there's a gemara in this field, there's a finalization in this field, that afterwards he can collect from you. That's already, he already has rights to this field now, that afterwards he can collect. So now we understand that it's true that Tosis writes that even according to Abai v'Lamafrehu Koiveh, and the Malvik can be Makdish or can be Moicher. That's only if in the end he collected it. So if in the end he collected it, then the Hekdesh and the Mechira are valid. But that's only the Inyan Hekdesh and Mechira Shalam Malveh. Because for that, you need Tzchias Maman Shalam Malveh, Maman Shalach Rakviyah. In order to do the Hekdesh, in order to do the Mechira, he has to actually be Zoicha in the Maman after the Gviyah. He has to be collect. And if he doesn't collect it in the end, that he doesn't have Tzchias Maman. His Hekdesh is not a Hekdesh, and his Mechira is not a Mechira. Mashen ken atosis didan. Mashen ken our tosfis in Gittin on Mem Amud Beis, who says that according to Abai holds lemafrehu goive, we don't say that hekdesh is mafkia midei shibud, since lemafrehu goive the loive can't be makdish at all, since it's not bil shusai. So our Tosis is talking about the Hekdesh of the Loive, and that's not going to be Chal, since it's not Birshusa. And for that, we don't need that the Malva should have a Tzchias Maman. As long as there's a Gemar now, there's a Koyach now for the Malva, there's a finalization in the field, that he has a Koyach in this field now, he has rights to this field. So that already makes it that it's Einu Birshusa Shela Loive. So since this is totally in the Gemara in the field, that's going to be even in the Tzad, there's no Gviya. And therefore, Tosis is correct that according to Abai, the Mafrehu Goive, that already now there's a Gemara in the Sada, like Abi Kuvayna da Acharkach, the field is considered Meikora, Einu Birshus Vashal Aloive. So as we were bothered why the Loive can't be Makdish, and it be Mafkia Midei Shibud, and the answer is because there's already been a Gemara, there's already been a finalization on this field that it's earmarked for the Malve. And that denies the Love the right to be Makdish this field. That's as far as the Love's rights in the field are concerned. Now, as far as the Malve is concerned, when is he zoicha in the mammon? He's only zoicha in the mammon of the field. Now the mafreya, if afterwards he collects, because the zechia now is totally in his collection of afterwards. That's as far as the Malv is concerned. But there's another question. Is there a Gemara in the field? Is this field now earmarked for him? The answer is yes. And the field being earmarked for him denies the Lova the right to be Makdish. So according to Abaye, the Lamafrehu Gover, we don't say that Hekdesh is Mafkia Midei Shibud, because the Lova has no rights to be Makdish, because this field is already earmarked, there's already a Gemara in the Sada for the Malva. And the so as far as the field is concerned, the field is already earmarked for the Malva, so therefore the Lova has no rights to be Makdish. We don't say that it's Hekdesh is Mafkia Midei Shibud. But as far as the Malva himself is concerned, the Zechias Mamon that he has now is totally in the Gviyah of afterwards. It's only if he's Gova afterwards, if only if he collects afterwards, like Tosis writes in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gam Labai Shesover Lamafrehu Goive, when is it Lamafreh? If in the end he collected it. As is muchuk from the Lashon, Lamafrehu Goive. Only if there's Gviyah, then it's l'mafreya. But if it's not, if there's no gviya, then it isn't his at all. It's never his in the first place. But still, even if there's no gviya in the end, the malve can't be makdish and moicher for the reason that it's not. The loive can't be makdish and moicher because the field is already earmarked for the malve, and that denies the loive the right to be makdish or to be moicher. So this is a sugya that requires a tremendous amount of more iyun. And Mirza Hashem Yisbarach, we will return to this, and we will see continuing in the flows gedolos mitoras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.